It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, March 20th, 2021. We have 19 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule, 5 inbounders, 9 in our Astoria anchorages, and 5 outbounders. In our marine weather forecast, we have southeast winds 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20, becoming south 15 to 20 with gusts to 25 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the south 3 feet high at 5 seconds apart, west swells 14 feet at 14 seconds, and a chance of showers in the afternoon. Well, today I'd like to talk with you about a happy story. It's a story about an almost miraculous rescue that happened in the Pacific Ocean near New Zealand when a sailor, during the night, fell off his ship into the Pacific without a life jacket and managed to survive for 16 hours until they found him. This is quite an extraordinary story. And I've seen it in various news outlets. What I'm going to share with you today is from the Washington Post. If you want to look the article up, you'll find it on their website. It was published on February 25th. The writer is reporter Jennifer Nassan. So let me just read this to you. It's quite extraordinary. When I try and put myself in his place, I just can't imagine how agonizing this must have been for him. A sailor who spent 16 hours floating in the Pacific Ocean has credited a piece of sea rubbish for saving his life after he fell overboard following his night shift on a cargo ship. The Lithuanian man, identified as 52-year-old Vidam Paravertilov, was discovered clinging to a discarded fishing buoy on February 16th. He was unharmed but exhausted and looked about 20 years older, according to his son, Murat. That's what he told reporters. Paravertilov's ordeal began at around 4 a.m. that day, shortly after he finished his shift as chief engineer aboard the Silver Supporter, which was on its usual route to deliver supplies to the Pitcairn Islands. Now, the chief engineer is one of the top officers on a ship. So a very, very, I mean, everyone is very important on a ship, but this is one of the person who's in charge of all the engine operations is the chief engineer. He recalled feeling hot and dizzy before going out onto the deck for some air. Exactly what happened after that is a blur, but it is possible he may have fainted, landing him in the dark waters below without a life jacket to keep him afloat. For crew on the ship, which left New Zealand's Tauranga port on February 8th, it was at least 6 hours before they noticed that they were a man down and were able to raise the alarm that the engineer was lost at sea. Unbeknownst to them, Paravertilov, who was having trouble keeping his head above water, had summoned the energy to swim several kilometers to a black object he could see on the horizon, and he was now desperately clinging onto it. It was not anchored to anything or a boat. It was just a piece of sea rubbish, Paravertilov's son said of the floating item that saved his father's life. Despite his determination to pull through, Paravertilov said that as the hours slowly passed, he began to lose hope of ever being found. While bobbing up and down in both the cold and the dark, and later in the morning's searing heat, he found himself using the time to reflect on his life. Back on the ship he had tumbled from, crew members studied Paravertilov's work logs to try to pinpoint the coordinates of where he was last certified as on board. Distress calls were made to surrounding ships, and the French Navy assisted in the hunt, along with the French Meteorological Service that worked to map a possible drift path. The ship's captain continued to hunt for the missing crew member, running various search patterns and steering the ship back around to find him. When the dehydrated Paravertilov, who could feel his skin burning, finally spotted the Silver Supporter, that's his ship, in the distance, he waved his arm and yelled for help. A passenger on board the ship heard his cry, describing it as a weak human shout. It was almost incredible that someone heard a voice, his son said. The rescue operation, he added, was almost inexplicable. According to his son, Paravertilov is recovering well. He said he believes his father survived because he has always looked after his health. The son said, "I probably would have drowned straight away, but he always kept himself fit and healthy," adding that the engineer's will to survive was strong. World leaders have long grappled with the issue of marine litter, which threatens sea life and ecosystems and washes up on beaches. In 2019, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said the Pacific Ocean was crying out in despair amid the plastic pollution crisis that scientists warned could leave more plastic by weight in the oceans than fish by 2050. When asked about the abandoned item he had so luckily found, Perevertilov said he had left the fishing buoy exactly where he had found it, just in case it was ever needed to save another person's life. So, wow. I mean, just what a story. So a couple of things I wanted to just elaborate on, a couple of things in that story. His attitude was incredible. I mean, he was quite resilient and did everything he could to survive. And from what I've read about situations like this, attitude makes a tremendous difference in survival. Conditions were in his favor. He did find something to hang on to. But his attitude was extremely influential in his survival during all those hours in the water. The concept of a drift path, the U.S. Coast Guard uses this when they are rescuing people, when they're trying to determine the location of a person who is in the water. It means that you try to find as close as you can the exact location where a person went into the water, not because you think you're going to find them where they fell in, because the water is in constant motion, but you use your knowledge of influences in the area like tide and wind and current to create a drift path, a direction, a general direction in which this person might have moved while they were in the water floating. Another point to notice about this is that I am so sure that the crew on this vessel were so happy and grateful to be the ones who found him. Because people on board a ship are family. When they work together, they may not always get along all the time, but there's a tremendous bond there with people who work day and night together at sea. And so I'm sure it was tremendously important that his ship were, they were the ones who found him and rescued him. Another factor in his survival, the water temperature was warm, 70 degrees Fahrenheit. So that would mean that he could survive for quite a while in that water. But over a number of hours, he would start losing dexterity in his limbs, his extremities, and also he could succumb to exhaustion. And he was probably getting to the outer edge of remaining conscious when they finally found him. So just an incredible tale of survival at sea, and it's nice to have a happy story to share. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.